This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Hope you're well.
Very good morning to your end, and good afternoon from Asia. Yeah, so things has been pretty very interesting since the start of today's Asia session in terms of the movement of the global markets.
Indeed, yeah, we've seen stock markets in both Europe and where you are in Asia Pacific shoot higher. After that big news over the weekend with the European Union working out a trade deal with the Trump administration ahead of this week's deadline, it's almost as if that deal came from nowhere. It was a surprise to many, but very good news, really.
Yes, indeed. So what we could see is that, you know, initially about 2 weeks ago, Trump actually threatened EU with a 50% tariff. Then he actually dwindled it down to 30%. And right now, it seems that it's actually more or less things are already done, a done deal. So both parties agreed to actually resolve whatever things that is creating hiccups or headways, and agreed to a 50% tariffs between EU and US officials. But for sure, one thing that is still uncertain is this is a country-based tariffs. But you know that US has a myriad of product and sectoral-based tariffs that could actually see various EU products heading into US that may came in at a higher 50% tariff rates that both parties agreed over the weekend, which was pretty much announced on Sunday. But what's interesting over here is the movement of the FX market, all right? So at the start of the Asia session, we see the dollar selling off. So there was actually a kind of a boom of optimism for the euro versus the US dollar. So the euro initially gap up in today's Asia session at the opening. So it rallied all the way up to an intraday gain of positive 0.24%. And if you look at it right now, it's actually one of the worst major currency against the dollar, and all earlier gains has been erased. And right now, the euro is trading down by negative 0.6% against the greenback.
So busy start to the week. What about the week to come, Kelvin? What are the highlights we should look out for?
Sure, precisely. So in fact, this week will be a very pivotal week in terms of global, we call it cross asset classes. So what we could start off with the week over here is we do have Bank of Canada interest rate decision that is actually due tomorrow. So that will be much more big in the sense that Bank of Canada will remain interest rate unchanged. And following Bank of Canada will be the all-important FOMC meeting, then followed by the Fed Chair Powell press conference on the 31st of July, Singapore time again at 2:30 a.m. So what might is very interesting to know over here is that there could be an opportunity for the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman to slightly tilt his so-called wait-and-see tonality to actually skew towards a much more of a dovish side of the story of the camp. And that may starts to play out during the Fed chairman press conference thereafter. So for sure, in terms of market pricing right now, there is very, very low chance based on the Fed funds futures contract that the Fed will ignite a cut on the on Wednesday, which is 30th of July. Singapore time will be early Thursday, 31st of July. So market is looking at almost 97% chance that the US Federal Reserve Bank will stand back, maintaining interest rate at 4.25% to 4.5%. But right now, we are seeing a still rather high chance of 63%, and this 63% odds has been remains rather stable since the start of last week, where market is expecting the first cut to come in the next meeting, which is on the 17th of September. So very likely, Fed Chair Powell may use this opportunity during the press conference to guide market participants that the Fed is ready to cut on the 17th of September, and market participants will be viewing how dovish Fed chairman may get to be, given the fact that right now We know that 1st of August is approaching, which is the extended deadline dictated by the US White House administration to get those trade deals being negotiated between the major US trading partners. So right now, we have those major trading partners, trade deals has been resolved, US between Japan, US and EU, and the next upcoming one will be US, India, US, Canada. That market will be paying very close attention to. But it seems to us that both US and Japan, US and EU, previously we start to see a lot of hiccups or unresolved discussion. Towards the end of it, things managed to get watered down. So instead of a very high tariff of between 25% to 30%, this gets reduced down to 15%. So with this kind of operational modi over here, that more or less tariffs will be hovering around the 50% level at the minimum for now. That could actually give the US Federal Reserve more clarity on the level of tariffs. And also they will start to weigh into account of some US economic data that is incoming this week as well, which is the non-farm payroll date on Friday. So other than this so-called FOMC meeting, we also have another major central bank that is meeting as well, which is the Bank of Japan. So Bank of Japan will meet on Thursday, 31st of July, Singapore timing at 11 a.m. And market is not expecting an interest rate hike for Bank of Japan, given the previous guidance from key Bank of Japan officials stating that they rather took a much more cautious stance right now to actually monitor how the trade tariffs that may impact the larger, Japanese economy, pardon me. And also for this time round, Bank of Japan will release their quarterly outlook report. So market participants will be paying very close attention to the GDP growth, outlook on GDP growth. So will there be a downgrade of GDP growth for this year and next year? So if that is, potentially we may start to see the dollar yen tricking up much higher towards the 149 figure level. So previously, last week, there was some actually losses of the dollar yen, but these losses has been recovered as we are speaking right now. And also, bearing in mind over here is that this week, we also have a slew of mega cap US stocks earnings, primarily focusing on the technology names, with the likes of Meta Platforms and Microsoft. They will release their earnings on this coming Wednesday after the close of the US session. That means that will be Singapore time, 31st of July after 4 a.m. And followed by Apple and Amazon on the 31st of July. That is after the market, US market close. So Singapore timing will be 1st of August after 4 a.m. for both Apple and Amazon. And bear in mind that these four mega cap technology stocks, overall, if you put their total weightage, it comprises close to 1/3 of the weightage of Nasdaq 100. So for sure, their price reaction after post earnings release will definitely impact the movement of the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100, but for some magnitude lesser than the Dow Jones Industrial Average, given the fact that only Microsoft is a component stock of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And lastly, we have the non-farm payroll data and the unemployment rate data. That will be also a key data to watch out for pertaining to the health of the US job market. So that will be released on the Friday, 1st of August.
Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. Have a very good week.
Likewise, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.